Two people are feared dead at Pemale in the Bunkurungu Yonyo district of the Northern Region following clashes between Bimobos and Kukumbas in the area. A Tamale-based journalist, David Zamana, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said about 31 houses were also burnt in the process. He said calm has since returned to the area following the reinforcement of security personnel. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
From what I've gathered and what I know is that the clash is not in Nankwanduri, the community called Pemale. And it has started yesterday where there was alleged armed robbery case involving some motor rider. In the midst of that, there was a gunshot through that incident. I think the police got to the scene and through their investigation, they established that it was an armed robbery. But later in the night, there was a house burned. Not yet established to us as to whether it was for a Bimobo or a Kunkumba, but there was a house. Whilst we were at the Munkugu Secondary School Park in the 5th March program, the police commander who was taking a salute with the district chief executive left the scene unceremoniously to pick up the district coordinating director's pickup with some few of his men. For about 1 hour, we did not hear anything while the program continued. And so I made some follow-ups, and what I got on the ground was that there was a serious clash between Kunkumbas and Bimobas in the Pemale community, and there were several gunshots and a number of houses burnt down.
Do you have an idea as to what caused this accident?
Well, what we know is that it has occurred that two of the factions got into gunshots and a number of houses has been burnt down.
Were people killed?
As per the police report or what has been found from the security, we are told that two people are reported dead.
So currently, as we speak, how many houses have been burnt?
From the report that I have on my daughter here, we about 31 houses burnt. Within the Pemale community, we noticed that close to 22 houses were burnt. And there's a community before you get to Pemale, that is after Nankwanduri through a community called Naswan Road. We also realized that about 7 houses were also burnt as per time the incident occurred.
So the people living in these houses, I do have an idea as to where they are at the moment.
That is what I tried my own best to find out. As per the situation, the police did not allow me to get too close to the scene. But we are told that they ran to the neighboring communities around, and that is where they've been hiding out since the incident occurred.
So these houses that got burnt, the houses, are they belong to the Kunkumbas or the Bimobas?
You know, the Kumali community has been settled with the two tribes in there. And so one is not able to tell specifically that this number of houses that are burnt belong to Bimobas and this number of houses that are burnt belong to Kunkumbas. We are waiting on what NADMO will tell us. We hope per the district chief executive arrangement, NADMO is supposed to be there tomorrow to establish how many houses are for Kunkumbas and how many houses are for Bimobas.
But currently, as we speak, has there been reinforcement of security personnel to the area?
We just had reinforcement from the Northern Regional Capital. I think about 15 of army men have just arrived. And the situation is completely calm. I must say that we are unaware of what will happen next. But as I speak now, if you enter in the Pemale community, apart from seeing houses burned down, you can't be able to say that something like that happened during the afternoon.
Mr. Zamana said the regional police commander, DCOP George Tufour, and 10 other police personnel who sustained various degrees of injury are receiving medical attention at the Nalerigo Hospital.
Now, a pickup occurred in an accident with security personnel, including the police commander of the district. I suspect now we just came from Nalerigo Hospital and 10 of the security personnel were involved in that accident with a car registration number GM6369, 2012 registration, belonging to the district coordinating director. And so the 7 police personnel are seriously injured with 2 army officers.
So if you say they are seriously injured, what is the extent of the injury?
I can tell you that as per my own eyes, about 3 of the police personnel are severely injured. The 2 other army men One, I found him to be severely injured. And so the rest are not too deep, but they have several cuts on parts of their body. And so those other people who are also involved in the clashes, I have got about six people who are also severely injured. But I spoke to Mr. Jacob, who is a medical assistant taking care of this victims, and he seemed to be very sure that none of them would pass away as per their conditions at this stage.
Tamale-based journalist David Zamana in that interview with Yaya Kwamwa.